This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven half the hour, how do you do? Well, we find ourselves halfway through November, where we have Thanksgiving week from this Thursday, yeah? Let's start our conversation in this hour with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. We're kind of working. Is Mercury? No, Mercury's not doing anything, I don't think.
No, it's direct now. We should be okay.
Hooray! No trines, no.
Tell me
what is a trine? Anyways, anybody know what a trine is?
No.
No. Okay.
Trying to get by, like that.
Or it could be a new kind of bicycle seat, one way or the other. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and the situation with all of the marches. What are people marching for or about? Why? The election's over. They're still talking about election fraud. It seems a little bit, it seems silly, actually. I don't know that there was anything dramatic.
I thought you love a protest.
I do love a protest, but a protest, it'll do some good. It'll have some impact. This has
here's the thing, and I still go back. I've been learning a lot more about these Dominion voting systems. And, again, whether it changes the outcome or not, this is something that we need to deal with right now. The fact that we have all of these different voting rules and all of these different idiosyncrasies.
By the way, I don't disagree with you on this, Jennifer,
and
at all.
So I think the fact that people are willing to raise some attention and take a stand and say,
But do people understand that that's what you, that
oh, 100%.
Is getting together?
The people that were out there marching know all about that. Because, absolutely. It's a big story. And it's one that actually has legs, and it's one that should be taken really seriously because this is something, again, that shifts from party to party. And so who's going to be using it? You know, who's going to be using it next time? Is this going to be more, I don't know. It seems to me if we don't deal with this now, we're only asking for more trouble down the road. So I'm glad. I'm glad that we're taking it seriously. I'm glad that people are looking at it. I'm glad that we're going to certify the results of the election because I don't think it's going to do any good for the country if we don't.
See, I think we do need to have an understanding of this. I'm not sure I agree with you that most people understand that this was going on. They hear Trump saying whatever, it was a fraud or a rigged election. He admits that he lost, but it was a rigged election. And so
I think you're selling those people short. The people out there know this story. That's why they're out there.
I don't think they do.
But the facts, though, are this: they did not delete 2.7 million votes for Trump. That didn't happen. And I do agree with you that we should not be contracting any company. And these servers, part of the things that these servers that are in Canada or Venezuela, those are backups on backups on backups. I agree with you. They should not be in any other place, but these are largely based in America. But
these
I don't
companies
think any
are not,
backup
though. That's
should.
The problem. The companies are not based in America, and the companies also don't provide us the real results of the election. The companies provide a report to the people that they contract for. So I think there are some really big issues. I've seen them. I've heard them. I'm connected to this. I know the people who are looking around at this are very connected to this. And so to say that, so I think that, first of all, I think what we need to talk about is the fact that whether they were walking about the sky being orange or anything, they should have not been attacked and kicked in the head by people who didn't like their message.
Well, how much of that was there?
A lot of it, actually. There were people who...
On both sides. Yeah, on
there
both
was
sides.
Not on both sides, Victoria.
Oh, my God. I had friends who were there, Jen, at the march this weekend who got attacked physically. Had rocks thrown at them because they had Black Lives Matter T-shirts on.
Then why were they there?
They were in Black Lives Matter Plaza. They were there observing. They were not there to do anything. There, my friends are not instigators. They're professionals with careers. So
all I know is that I know a lot of
people. All you know,
there.
I know. Well, I'm just saying that they're both sides. Okay. Well, what were your friends doing there?
They were marching peacefully.
Okay. Well, my friends were there peacefully too.
Last time I checked, is what we celebrate people doing. And so, I had people who were kicked in the head. I had people who were punched from behind. I had people who had fireworks thrown at them.
That's not the rule. That wasn't that. There were some of that on both sides, but it wasn't the main event.
I'm just okay.
I have friends with cell phone video of this.
I'm not going to argue.
This is not a one-sided thing. There is no such thing anymore as something that only happened to one group. When two groups or more were there.
Tens of thousands of people marching peacefully, and they were being attacked from behind. They were having things thrown at them. Those are things that, let me put it in perspective this way. If those things happened at the Women's March, what do you think people would be doing right now? It would be the number one media story. People would be going apoplectic. But what, because they're Trump supporters, people can just kick them in the head because they deserve it? I don't know. The way the media, and I'm not just talking about you or Doug or anybody right now, the way the media did not cover this weekend, it is so hypocritical that it's okay for everyone else to march. And it's okay for them not to march peacefully. It's okay for them to loot because they're upset. But when you have Trump supporters out there marching for the president,
I don't think anybody's saying that.
Then people are kicking him in the head.
That's not the whole picture.
There were plenty of Trump supporters, and my friends have video that they shot of this, who were not involved in the altercations, but there were Trump supporters who were instigating people, yelling out racist slurs at people for no reason.
It happened on both sides. It did. It just is not the way America.
And there were plenty of people on the other side who instigated Trump supporters, too. I'm not saying that that didn't happen, but we need to be realistic and say that this did happen on both sides of this cause.
Well, then we do say that about everything else, right? I mean, all the other protests where people are just protected because they're really upset about the way things are in the country. So people in Black Lives Matter are violent when they're out there and marching. I mean, we just, if we're going to say it's on both sides,
we're not going to admit the Trump supporters are violent?
I don't see that the people that I saw.
The rest of the world does.
Okay, but Victoria, well, I'm sure there are people who have used Trump as their source for violence, but what I'm talking about is this weekend, and I'm talking about my friends who were out there, and believe me, I probably had hundreds of people that I know that were out in that march who all weekend long, I mean, all I saw was peaceful protest, and then all I saw later on in the evening is people running up behind people and kicking old men in the head, and it was pretty violent. So I'm sure maybe there was a Trump supporter or 10 or 15 who were doing the same thing. I'm just saying, are you saying the same thing about this that you would say about other marches that we've seen around the country over the last
I don't think we've had a truly peaceful march in I don't even know how long. I haven't said that we've had peaceful marches without any incident. I've never said that.
What are we doing to ourselves?
Right.
That's the question under the circumstances and the way. I mean, even Rick Moranis from Ghostbusters.
Yeah, that was awful. They've been searching for that guy for a month.
Yeah, I mean, why are we doing this? What's accomplished by that sort of thing? I'm for protest,
nothing.
But I'm not for any of them. I want something.
Well, that wasn't a protest, Doug. That was a random thug just walking.
I'm just saying,
he just punched him in the face for no reason.
So violent. Why are we so violent? Why are so many people?
I just want people to treat it. I'm not angry about anything. I just want the treatment to be the same. You know, if we're going to treat one thing seriously, we need to treat it all seriously. I'm with you guys. I don't want to see anybody hit or hurt or have anything done to them.
Point to it. Other than the own individual immature anger.
Well, it just gets gasoline on a stupid fire that doesn't need any more gasoline. I want us to treat it all the same because I feel like people get dismissed a lot. And just because their message isn't your message, I mean, look, the messages that happened during the summer, not necessarily my message. And by the way, something we could sit and debate about for a while about what was actually truth and what people march for. But I think they have a right to march, and I think they have a right to do it in their space.
Sure they do.
And
we need to encourage that to upset the apple cart because the apple cart needs to be upset, just not in this way.
I just want us to be consistent about it.
15 past the hour. This is the DJV program. Upcoming in a moment or two, the latest from the world of coronavirus and where is it spreading and what are we doing about that, just to get it out of the way as much as anything else, the thought that we can be there. It's very interesting. Well, I'll give you some twists and turns on that in a matter of a moment. Right now, no twists and turns here. MyPillow has offers that are across the board extravagantly fabulous. How about that for a good description? The premium MyPillows, the three different sizes, they have standard, they have queen, they have kings, that are available right now at $40 plus savings over the original cost. Kings are $5 more than the regular, so they're $75. That's normally, and the standard and queen is $70. Now you can buy them for $29 or $30 or $35 respectively. That's a $40 savings Now is the time. N-O-W, now, now, now is the time. Get the lowest prices and you get an extended 60-day money-back guarantee. I think you can tell pretty much when you have your first night on these pillows, you'll know. You'll feel it. You'll be, you know, in pretty much the, maybe give it a couple nights, but you got till March anyway now with the new deal. Go to MyPillow.com. Listen to what people are saying. Go on the MyPillow website and look around at all the things that they have there. Fabulous opportunities for you. Just have to be in contact, and the way to do that is to go to MyPillow.com. When you check out, use the DJV promo code. That's DJV for these savings at MyPillow.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
All right, so what's going on here with the DJV focus now? Jennifer and Victoria and I on the surge of coronavirus cases spreading across the country. I have been around people all weekend that have had masks on. Apparently, where Victoria is, not many people wearing masks. Jennifer, what's it like in California? I would like to think that a lot of people...
Oh, I took a weekend just kind of by myself, so there weren't a lot of masks in my house because I was I was alone with the cat, who doesn't wear one. She's a real jerk. But, I did go to Costco, and I mean, everybody's wearing masks in California.
In New Jersey, I was just telling you guys off the air, I walked 11 miles on Saturday, and we saw outside, and we saw maybe 10% of people wearing masks in New Jersey. So get it together, Jersey Shore, or else we're going to be completely locked down again. No
Lots
one wants that, but you're the problem.
But there are fewer deaths. The thing, maybe
well,
that's
we're averaging
1,000
Americans a day are dying now. That's the average. It's 1,000 a day. It's still a lot.
It's not something to sneeze at, if you pardon the pun, but it is something that... speaks to, and the people who are dying again, we get into that, and I don't even want to go there anymore because it gets to be silly, whether it's that you're dying of this or that or something else. It's that there are a lot more people dying, it would seem, than was the case before last March all across the board. So the situation, and I don't know whether we're doing any good. You know, it's kind of like talking about the election. Does it do any good to talk about it at this point? There's the counting of the ballots and the counting of the people who are dying. At this point, many of us, I think, are it's time to take a break, and that's it.
A break, and that's why we're right back where we are. That's the problem.
Yeah, but what are we doing to help or hurt the situation by talking about it, I think, is the question that we kind of have to wrestle with. It's 21 after the hour on the DJV.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Mariah Carey is Underneath the Stars. Maybe you are too if the sky is where you're listening to is still dark. If you look up in the sky, do you have clouds or do you have sunshine, lollipops, and roses? Mariah Carey has this. When did this song come out?
It never came out. She recorded it in 1995. It just never made the album.
Oh.
And she didn't know where it went. They lost the masters for it until recently.
So what do we think of this? Is this a typical? This is not really the usual Mariah affair, is it? It sounds like she
has. I feel like it's '90s Mariah. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
She got a little poppier as she went on.
Yeah. When did the Christmas song get recorded? Do you remember?
Love Actually. Love Actually came out in 2002, so it would have been like late 90s.
You know who has aged a lot?
2003 maybe?
Hugh
Grant.
Grant, my God, has he aged? He's in a new.
Close to 60, doesn't he?
Well, he still looks a lot older than that. There's a new show, a limited series. I think it's on HBO. I've been watching it. Here and there when I come across it. He and Nicole Kidman play husband and wife. I forget what the thing is called, but he looks so old in it.
Oh, I've heard about that. Is it any good?
It's actually quite interesting. Yeah, it's quite an intriguing story. Yeah,
name, too. Yeah.
Yeah, remind me to talk about the Kevin Costner, Diane Lane movie also that's out right now, speaking of what's interesting. All right, meanwhile, back to Mariah Carey. So the story of the video, basically, bottom line, is it has been lost and now it's been found, and so that's good, I guess. It's something like this. Do people react to things?
How good am I? It was released in 1994.
Good for you.
Heard about the Maya song?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mariah is Mariah. A lot of people, does she have the same fan base that she used to, do you think? Is it bigger, smaller, the same people, different people? She's been around for a long time. Mariah Carey's been on the scene for, 30 years or more?
Because there were a lot of people, I mean, during the late 90s and early 2000s, I mean, she was kind of it. And I think she suffered a little bit. I think she's had some personal issues, and I think that she's had her voice slip a bit.
Left.
And so I think it's hard for her to keep that same level of fame. But I think she's iconic, so I don't think the fame ever goes away. Does that make sense? I don't think she's as, like, hot as she was as her career going. But
all right. So as Victoria criticizes me for burying the lead is that there is a new Mariah Carey video called Underneath the Stars. All right, so there we take care of that. 26 after the hour on the music portion of this hour of the DJV program. Meanwhile, it's a Harry Styles day, in a manner of speaking. What do we think of this? So, I'll adore you. Apparently, he's breaking down a lot of barriers at Vogue magazine. He became the first male star on the cover of this magazine, which is basically a woman's fashion magazine, right?
Mm-hmm. First guy to do it alone. Yep.
Yeah. Did you see it?
I have. I've seen. It's not out yet, but I've seen some of the pictures that they're. Yeah, that they're promoting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why him? Why now?
He's really into fashion, and he's also really hot right now. He's got a couple of movies that are coming out next year. His last album, which this song was on, did really, really well. He's actually kind of, out of all the One Direction guys, he's now the one who's made the biggest splash as a solo artist.
Mm-hmm. He talks about Prince and David Bowie and Elvis and Freddie Mercury and Elton John. They are slick showmen. Were they on the cover of Vogue magazine?
Well, he's the first guy to be on there alone, so I don't know if it was a band or a group of men in the past that they've had together, but he's the only
probably
one
probably men and women, right?
Yeah. Yeah, or a group, yeah.
He says clothes are there to have fun with and experiment with and play with, which I don't know whether that's true of my corduroys or not, but I guess that's good for Harry Styles. Good for him. It's 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford is advancing technology with state-of-the-art innovations and promoting its mainstream adoption of making Ford's state-of-the-art driver assistance hands-free technology standard on certain models or as a relatively affordable option on others. The advanced new driver assist feature will arrive first on the 2021 Ford F-150 and Mustang Mach-E models. The technology will be available the third quarter of 2021 via over-the-air updates. And for more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With the integrity of America's election on the line, Pennsylvania voters came out in support of Election Transparency Sunday. This voter tied the election to what a communist nation would do.
It seems like communism is spreading in America faster than the virus is, so it's kind of a play on words to stop this spread. We've seen a lot of other nations fall to the tyranny of communism, like Russia and China, other Southeast Asian countries, Central American countries, even Venezuela. We have to realize we cannot let that happen here in America, because our fall will be much worse than all those other countries. And as goes this nation, so goes the world.
Hurricane Iota is expected to bring potentially catastrophic winds and life-threatening storm surge to Central America late Monday, early Tuesday. The Category 2 hurricane is expected to reach Category 4 by the time it hits the Nicaragua-Honduras area. USA Radio News.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data. Voice and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS Consumer Access.org, number 3030.
What's new in store at Staples?
Printing that gives you more.
HP OfficeJet Pro printers are now available with HP Plus.
HP Plus saves you money with 6 months of free ink at no extra cost and saves you trouble with double the warranty.
The OfficeJet Pro is HP's best printer for working and learning from home.
HP Plus, available only at Staples.
Shop in store or get same day with Instacart.
See staples.com/HP Plus for details. Instacart fees, taxes, additional terms, and or tips may apply. Delivery subject to availability.
For the first time in 7 weeks, average gas prices picked up some steam, rising by 2 cents a gallon for a national average of $2.11 per gallon. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The price of $2.11 a gallon is 5 cents lower than last month and some 50 cents lower than last year. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us what the days ahead will look like with so many motorists on the road for Thanksgiving.
Gas prices as we head towards Thanksgiving may remain relatively stable this week, although some increases are likely. After last week's robust 18% rise in the price of crude oil led to a slight increase in average prices.
Across the country, Oklahoma has the lowest prices at $1.76, while California continues at the highest with $3.16 a gallon. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Week 10 action in the NFL on Sunday saw the Cleveland Browns beat the Houston Texans 10-7. A returning Nick Chubb ran for 126 yards and the only touchdown for the Browns. He's been out since Week 4 with a knee injury. Matt Prater hit a 59-yard field goal as time expired to push the Detroit Lions past the Washington football team 30-27. Three of Detroit's four wins this season have come via a Matt Prater walk-off kick. Tom Brady threw for three scores and ran another one in as Tampa Bay dropped Carolina 46-23. Arizona beat Buffalo 32-30 on a Hail Mary bomb from Kyler Murray to DeAndre Hopkins as time expired. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hang on. Yes, we're hanging on. There are a lot of cool cats in the house here. This is Monday the 16th. So you're listening to the theme from Friends, I'll Be There For You. This was written for that show, was it not, this theme? Or was it a pop hit?
Yeah, I think it was written for it.
Did it become a pop hit?
No.
Yeah. Song?
Yeah. On the radio?
I don't know.
Yeah. Did it? Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yes, it did.
It, yeah, you listened to the 90s on 9. Woo!
The 90s on 9. I listen to the 50s on 5, as a matter of fact. Once in a while, I slip over to the 60s on 6. But that's... here we go. Let's move into the Friends reunion thought pattern, shall we? Doug Steffen on the DJV Show with Jennifer Horne, Victoria Keelan. The Friends reunion is, in fact, finally happening. Yes, finally. How long have we been talking about this? A couple of years? People.
Ever since they went off the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People are obsessed with this show.
But the reunion is not like a new show. It's
no, it's just going to sit around and talk
about it.
Yeah, right. So it's on HBO Max. What is the difference? Can you explain for the unwashed the difference between regular HBO and HBO Max? Is it more money and that's pretty much it? Or what
Max
do they do?
Their digital platform, isn't it?
Well, they have four. It's a mess. HBO is a mess. If you have HBO on your cable, then you can use HBO Go, which is the streaming, that's the little streaming add-on that is included. If you don't have HBO on as part of your cable package, you can subscribe to HBO Now, which gives you all the HBO shows, the series, and some movies. Then the new one is HBO Max, and that gives you even more of the back catalog than HBO Now
does. Some of these things, they trail to different HBO. You can get one, and then you get another.
Like it's a mess. HBO is a mess. I was just reading the whole thing over the weekend. That it's they have to really streamline this because they're asking people to pay $15 a month for HBO Max, and no one even knows what they get with that.
Do you want to know what's funny? That's what they do to cable too. But so the cable, like the cable systems, will pay a certain amount per subscriber. So HBO right now is actually being pretty smart. And the reason I know this is coming from the cable side of the business. You charge people what's called an affiliate fee. So, like, ESPN has the highest because of sports. And then HBO is up there. But they usually pass that expense on to the customer, which is why they call it a premium channel. So if you want HBO and Showtime and Cinemax, you usually pay extra over the top of what you would pay for cable because they're passing on HBO's cost to you. So now what HBO is doing is taking out the cable operator, still probably charging the exact same amount of money they charge the cable operator, but they're charging it directly now to you for the benefit of watching their product. So
how many people get suckered into this stuff? HBO is pretty much the original, right? They really started a lot of this stuff to focus on. Well, maybe it was Netflix,
the
and then it was HBO, right?
Yeah. Wait, what do you mean as far as
getting up and running and getting attention in terms
like
of what was on
content,
there?
Though, aside from
right. Yes. Yeah. Right. Anyway. The six Friends stars are going to get together. Now, is this going to be live, or is this going to be...
They're taping it in March.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Not till March. So we're making a lot of hoopla about it, and it's going
to
happen.
Well, we didn't know when they were going to do it, so they just announced that the actual taping date will be...
Has it been hush-hush because they couldn't get them all together? They didn't
COVID.
Know what
I think they had them together, but COVID. Yeah, mm-hmm. They couldn't do it.
Okay. Anyway. So are they going to play the role of Jennifer Aniston, or they're going to play the role of the
characters?
We
don't know yet. It's supposed to be an unscripted thing, but then there are also rumors that there could be a scene or something that they actually shoot in character. So we're not entirely sure yet. They want to leave some surprises for the fans, I think.
It's going to be on the same stage that they shot on in Burbank, right? Mm-hmm. Warner Brothers. That's where they're going to do it, the same thing.
They have all the set that they'd saved. They've got the couch, and it's
part of the tour. Was there an audience for it? Did they, when they shot it, was that canned laughter, or was that real? Was that a real audience?
I think they had a real audience. I feel like that was a sitcom, wasn't it? I don't think it was a. And you know, it's really kind of cool if you ever come to LA and you want something to do. A lot of people spend a lot of time going to Universal Studios for the tour, but if you go to Warner Brothers has the coolest, most intimate tour that you can do of the backlots, and they take you to the Friends set, which they've kept kind of intact, not necessarily on a soundstage, but they've moved it into kind of like a museum area. So they do have, you can go sit in Central Park, and
so they're gonna for whatever they do, they're gonna get a $2.5 million check.
Mm-hmm.
All of them, individually. Each one will get $2.5 million for participating in this, so they must figure. What network were they on originally? Was it CBS or NBC?
NBC.
It was NBC, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't NBC want to do this instead of doing it on HBO Max? Why wouldn't they hustle in and try to put
that's a good question, because Peacock could have done this, because that's the NBC streaming service, but Peacock isn't... They don't have the money yet, and they're not nearly
a budget thing.
Yeah, they're not as far along as HBO Max at this point.
Well, NBC, the parent company, has got plenty to do. It's Comcast.
Yeah, right, but HBO's going to recoup. You're paying to get this program. So HBO's got a model that's allowing...
Well, you don't think there'd be a lot of... But if they were being paid $1.5 million an episode, they had advertiser support for it when it was on the air. They were getting $1 million, all five or six of them were getting $1.5 million an episode.
I'm sure NBC was given the chance to bid on this, and they obviously didn't want it or couldn't afford it.
I'm sure that if it was episodic, it would be different. Like if it was going to be something long term, but this is just a one and done kind of thing.
Speaking of one and done, looks like Olivia Wilde and Jason Sudeikis are kaputsky. How long have they been engaged, ladies? This is your
7 years.
7 years they've been.
They've been together 8 years, I think, and they've been engaged for seven. They have two kids. Yeah. I don't know. I kind of never thought they would get married anyway. That was always my gut instinct about these two.
Uh-huh.
When you're engaged for 7 years, it's like, really? Yeah. What's the point?
Uh-huh.
Hey. You're not engaged 7 years.
I was just thinking that. Wait a minute. Whoops.
Yeah, but you guys have not been engaged 7 years. I mean, seven.
Yeah, it's been around. Been around for a while, and around that horn. Pardon the pun. Okay.
So,
hey, what's going on? So are they friends? This, what are they, speaking of friends?
I don't know. There are rumors. There are rumors. Yeah, there are rumors that he's...
Who wandered first, Olivia?
I follow a gossip site on Instagram. It usually is pretty accurate.
I need to get the name from, because I couldn't get it. What's it called again?
Dumois.
Gossip.
It's pretty accurate. It's kind of like a TMZ.
And
for,
it says...
How
it
do you
said,
spell it? Because I could not find
D-E-U-X-M-O-I. Anyway, but there have been a lot of anonymous posts that he's been sleeping around. So
now, see, he does nothing for me. I don't understand why would anybody... He's got a bad hair piece. He doesn't really look like a swinging guy.
No, he does not. I've met him in person. He does not. I've seen him messing his hair up. Yeah. He does not have a bad hair piece. He's got great hair, actually.
He's got a bad hair. Well, it doesn't look real. So, anyway, I always thought she was kind of cool. So, we can always throw the mud.
Oh, in terms of, like, who's hotter, she's way hotter than he is. Yeah.
Okay. So, that was my point.
Okay.
I know I have a hard time getting there someplace.
I know you love to knock other men's hair. That's your thing.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting to see. I don't know knocking. It's just interesting to observe, if you will. And why is it that I have such a thing about observing it? I don't know. I don't really know why it is that. I just think it's... All right, never mind. Let's keep going. What can you rent now from the Bachelor Department? What's the story on the Bachelor? Are these produced by the Bachelor, the Bachelorette? Are they all produced by the same? They're all the same company, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So what is available now? You can rent the mansion where they do. Is the TV show for both the Bachelor and the Bachelorette in the same place there in the Santa Monica Mountains?
They've done a lot of other shows in that place, by the way. Early on, like VH1 dating shows. That place should probably be sanitized. I hope they've done that. Yeah.
I can't believe, though, that when this is... So to not bury the lead, the public can rent the mansion for $6,000 a night. And that gives you...
I didn't bury the lead. I just wasn't there yet.
Yeah. It sleeps 13 people. It's got 7 bedrooms, 8 bathrooms.
$6,000 a night?
10,000 square feet.
It's like going to the movie theater. You can rent your own theater.
Right. So you can have the whole Bachelor Mansion if you want. But the strangest thing is I just figured that someone owns this property and they just rent it out. Apparently, there's actually a family that lives there and they vacate twice a year for the Bachelor. Yeah, they leave the house for 42 days a year so that ABC can film. But like Jen said, who wants to move back into your house after that? Like,
I just know. To me, it's weird to think about families leaving houses. But actually, my dad is friends with some winemakers that are in Malibu. And I think it's okay to say Malibu Family Wines is one of the wineries and purveyors in the family.
Is that the place that opened up for us because I was there?
I don't think so, no. I don't think you've been to this one. But we could give them a chance to do that for you.
That's super smart that they would open specifically for a guy who doesn't drink. That would make a lot of sense.
And make him a wine spritzer.
Right.
No, so their house is right across from their tasting room, which is still closed because of that fire 2 years ago, which is sad. But I went to they had like a private party. They had a party for Crush 1 year, and they invited my dad and me to this thing. And I went to the bathroom, and I walked by, and I looked at the patio. This was years ago. And I saw all these people in red and blue shirts, like, working out. I'm like, what are they doing here? I found out they actually were the first few seasons of The Biggest Loser, and they vacated their house for The Biggest Loser. And I was actually watching people from The Biggest Loser work out while I was going to the bathroom at their party. It's weird how these real people live in real places and just work around production.
Real things are happening. As long as we're talking about fires and stuff, the wildfires in states like California, Colorado, Oregon, insurance industry is going to be paying out, $8 billion because of the wildfires. The company, the insurance company is Aon, A-O-N, and now, or I guess that's the broker put all the deals together. The recovery could cost maybe even somewhere between $8 billion and $13 billion, the entire loss for this. And nobody is doing anything still about it that I can see. Are they? Is there anything being done to rectify the potential or to stave off the potential of this thing happening again? Look at all the wildfires you've had this year, Jennifer. Are they all out, by the way? All the fires out?
There might still be some burning around me. It's really funny. Not funny. Haha. But you can have fires that burn for months, and you stop paying attention to them. So there might be some still burning, but we've not been paying attention much fires. But no, they're not going to do anything. They're going to sit around and scratch their heads and go, oh, I guess we should have worked on that.
Scratching something else beside their head. Speaking of people who scratch something else beside their head, the governor of California gets
in real trouble.
To be focused on in a matter of moments here. This is the DJV program, 46 after the hour. How about your health and well-being? You're in real trouble if you have allowed yourself to gain a lot of weight and not doing anything about it. Right now, you heard us talking about the stats earlier with regard to the virus. 1,000 people dying. What'd you say, 1,000 people a day? Is that what you said?
Yep. Yeah. That's where we're at again,
so
yeah.
Who wants to be in that number? You don't have to be in that number if you're taking care of yourself. Most of all the people that are dying, there are exceptions, but most people are dying because they're too heavy, because they are obese, because their body mass index is way over the top. So if you want to address that problem in 90 days or 100 and, you know, I like the 6-month plan for Calitrin because you lose the weight and you keep it off, and that's what you're training your body to do. The main ingredient is collagen protein. The doctor and the nurses that put this all together have mixed a whole group of things together that are all natural, don't involve any drugs or anything like that, and therefore it's much better for your body in the long haul. You can lose a lot of weight other ways, but what does it do to your body, and do you put the weight back on again? Don't want to do that. This product, made in this country, independently tested for quality and purity, it is the perfect supplement for all people in your family to lose weight naturally and keep it off. That is Calitrin. You find it by going to toploss.com, and when you check out to save yourself shipping charges and make sure you get that bargain of 3 and 3, this is the deal. Use the code DJV when checkout at toploss.com.
Is your pet's constant itching and scratching making you crazy enough to pull your own hair out? Hi, Warren Eckstein here. More than 30 years ago, I started talking to you about your pets on radio and TV, and I heard over and over how your cats and dogs need relief from dry skin, itching, and shedding. Solving these problems inspired me to formulate my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements. I consulted top animal nutritionists and veterinarians to formulate the most comprehensive antioxidant-rich supplements. And now, more than 30 years later, Hugs and Kisses have been a healthy daily treat for generations of pets. Just read the comments from verified and satisfied buyers on my website, thepetshow.com. If you want to control your pet shedding, if that dander is driving you crazy, or you like to build a barrier for flea season, just go to my website, thepetshow.com.
All right, so the California governor, boob that he is, went to a party and apparently violated all the rules, Jennifer.
Yeah,
that
he imposed on us, saying we can't have Thanksgiving, and
jerk.
If we do have Thanksgiving, we have to go outside. And not just any restaurant. He went
Gavin
to the French.
Newsom.
Yes, yeah. Gavin Newsom went to the French Laundry, which is about the priciest restaurant you can go to in California. He went with a group of people, and he got caught. And the San Francisco Chronicle busted him and put the story out, and he had to come out and apologize, saying he was making a bad decision, but. Again, it just adds fuel to the fire of it's okay for thee, but not for me.
Well, this is a bad guy. I mean, he just is he's a rotten to the core. And it isn't just about being a politician. He's just a bad guy.
And he's going to run for president in 4 years. You
want good for
good
him.
Luck. Good luck to him. I wouldn't
get
vote for him.
3 votes, nor would I. All right, there it is, the overview. A lot of things that are going on. You know, if you get our DJV download.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time.
That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let's move into our forecast for technology called Tech Talk Time at 53 after the hour. This is the DJB program. And so we've got a little hacking, got a whole lot of, I was going to say a little, but less like to
it's
use
a whole
the
lot of hacking
old song. There's a whole lot of hacking going on, Victoria. What's the scoop?
So Microsoft over the weekend came out and said that cyber attacks that originated in North Korea and Russia have been targeting companies that are doing COVID research and for vaccines and treatments. And Microsoft says the attacks were aimed at 7 leading pharmaceutical companies and researchers in the U.S., Canada, France, India, and South Korea. Microsoft said among the targets, the majority are vaccine makers that have COVID-19 vaccines in various stages of clinical trials. And so the good news is, because there is such an emphasis now on cybersecurity, Microsoft didn't name the names of these companies or labs, but they said that they were successful in warding off these attacks because they have, you know, they've been aware of these hackers and especially the Russians and the North Koreans. A lot of people have been saying, and there's no evidence because, you know, no one goes into North Korea, but in a lot of cases, North Korean hackers are actually a lot more advanced than people think, and they are allowed to freely live on mainland China because they're basically doing the bidding of both Kim Jong-un and of the Chinese Communist Party. So a lot of these hackers, when they get traced back to North Korea, you don't really know if it's China or if it's actually North Korea benefiting from this. I think it looks like it's mutually beneficial. But the good news is Pfizer and BioNTech, they were targeted. We do know that. And, of course, they're the ones who announced last week that their vaccine is 90% effective so far in clinical trials. That data has not been examined yet by independent researchers. But experts seem to all think, Dr. Fauci included, that from the preliminary numbers that it looks really encouraging. Moderna, up in your neck of the woods, Doug, they are expected to release their initial data soon as well on their vaccine candidate. So we don't know specifically if Moderna was attacked or was attempted to be hacked. I'm guessing yes, because Moderna is a pretty well-known company and they've been in the news. So the good news is, though, it doesn't look like any of these, because Microsoft is involved with this because they do the cybersecurity for a lot of these companies. So the good news is I don't think anything has been stolen. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if that was the case, then who knows? I mean, they could mess with the integrity of the research. They could mess with, you know, the components of vaccines. It would be a really disastrous outcome. So thankfully, Microsoft has been on top of it.
All right, Apple is announcing their new M1 processors for Macs. Let's get that story.
The Geek Out.
Last week, Apple held its third online video keynote-like event in the last several weeks, this time finally announcing what we've all known, the new Apple Silicon processors are coming to the MacBook and eventually desktop Macs. Apple has been making their own silicon for iPads and iPhones for a while, and along the way created processors that do give best-in-class performance. So moving away from the Intel chips that have been in the Mac has been a big deal. The new M1 chip puts everything into one part, which in theory creates better performance, battery life, and less heat. So starting with the MacBook Air, MacBook Pro, and Mac Mini, Apple is making a lot of claims. So let's first see how the reviews go over at the Geek Out.
We have a special announcement from Dell. They're giving out new doorbusters every weekday and up to $400 off cutting-edge XPS and Alienware machines with Intel Core processors, all with complimentary shipping. Call 800-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/Black Friday.
All right, Victoria's all excited about these new pickup trucks. So these
I've
are
never been
e
so excited
trucks.
About a pickup truck. But right. Rivian is the electric vehicle startup company.
Well, you
company
see what they cost. You won't be so excited about them when
true
you figure out what it costs.
But Rivian is based in Michigan and California, and they have revealed the pricing for their forthcoming R1T pickup truck and the R1S SUV. They are going to reach customers next summer, 2021, and the launch editions start at $75,000 for the truck, $77,000 for the SUV. Both have a 300-mile range and a 400-mile battery pack. One thing I will add, there's a show that we've been watching, and it is so cool. Ewan McGregor and his friend are riding electric Harleys from the southern tip of South America up to L.A. It's called Long Way Up. It's on Apple TV+. It's a great show. And they have Rivian trucks that are following them. They are gorgeous, slick. I mean, these trucks are incredible looking, and they're being put to the test with all of the different terrain and the, you know, and the battery mileage and everything. And the engineering is just the coolest. And if you are into electric vehicles, this whole show, Long Way Up, is so worth watching because you get to see the inner workings of all of these electric vehicles and the electric Harleys. It's super cool. So the prices went up a little bit from what Rivian originally said that they might be, but you know, you also get a $7,500 tax credit for buying a Rivian. That's a federal tax credit for buying an electric car.
Give me my guess.
That extends to all electric cars too.
Woo. Yeah, I know. It's I plug it in, although the power comes from the same place and the same.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.